You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
Hello, my name is Gene Fay, and I'm the CEO of ThreatX. Well, I think somebody born in 1969, you wanted to be an astronaut and a fireman and all a bunch of other things. After getting over some of those ideas, for me, I remember thinking I wanted to work in an office. My mom was a nurse. My father was a security guard. But I was always admired the people in a suit with a briefcase going to the train every day in New Jersey heading into New York. So I didn't know what it meant. But I knew I wanted to get into business pretty early on. I went to Northeastern University in Boston, and that was my first exposure into what business meant, and took classes in accounting and finance and kind of learned about marketing and sales, and figured I was a pretty, I like to be, you know, kind of out and about meeting a lot of people, and that kind of got me excited about getting in sales. Right out of school, worked for a company called Avid Technology that was revolutionizing video editing and post-production for post-production studios as well as TV stations. So that was my first exposure into what technology could actually do to an industry. And to see these creative people start to think about what was capable, or what they'd be capable of, without the limitations of the current editing bays that they were dealing with, was pretty amazing. And it was the first time I realized, you know, the power of technology and how it could revolutionize the world. So that got me really excited. Then I moved on and worked for a large company called EMC. And off and on since then, I've done 6 startups. So I've realized that that's really where my passion is. I love the early stage aspect of a company and developing a culture, bringing on the initial team, and ultimately starting to invent a company from near scratch. ThreatX, it's a combination of internal, working with our team, which I absolutely love, and getting to know them one-to-one, and the other end of it, coming up with new technology ideas or new process improvements. So that's half my job, probably 3/4 of my job. Then the rest is externally focused, whether it's with our customers, which are really a lot of fun to work with, and then dealing with the board and making sure that their needs are served and they understand what our visions are, what our problems are, and getting feedback from them. So it's, you know, it's pretty diverse, but again, it goes back to my mindset, which is I enjoy having lots of different things and contact shifting from conversation to conversation or idea to idea. It's the way my mind works. So I love my job. You can't expect people to do anything if you're not willing to do it yourself. I know it's cliche, but it's true. Be a good listener, whether it's to our customers or to our employees. And then build an environment where people can do the best work of their lives. I borrow that from Michael Tiffany, one of the founders of Human Security, and it's something I've carried forth here. It doesn't have to be the easiest job they've ever had. It actually can be one of the most challenging jobs they have, but if it can be a place where they can do the best work of their lives and not only get excited to tell their nieces and nephews and children, but tell their great-grandkids about their journey at the company, If you're able to build a work environment like that, that's pretty fulfilling for me. And I think that's, for me, pretty much the way that I try to lead day in and day out. Not every day is great, and not every morning starts out great. So for me, I apply what I call the George Washington principle. And if you have read anything about George Washington, he really had two demeanors. He had the demeanor in front of his troops, which is, hey, we're going to continue to head this direction until we have more information. Follow me. I've got it figured out. And then to his brother, he was a little more open and said, hey, the troops are leaving. We don't have the supplies. We're outgunned. We're up against the best military in the world. And I don't know whether we can win this war. So it's kind of the two fronts. Sometimes you've got to put on the leadership face and believe it, that you can get and we can get through any situation, because sometimes your gut feelings might be wrong, and or it's a moment in time. And if you can help the team grind through that situation, it does get better. And I think that's, for us as leaders, the key to what we need to do. There are going to be dark days, dark hours, to dark months, to dark years. And we as leaders have to help get through those moments so that we can get to the other side, so that we can accelerate the business. Cyber in particular offers a great opportunity. And I think the biggest hurdle that we have to, as practitioners within cybersecurity, is remove some of the mystique so that people understand that cybersecurity is a much bigger opportunity than just hands-on keyboard, though that is the large role for those types of people. They're critical in the process, but there's a whole ecosystem. I would say that for people that are trying to get in, and people that are in here, we've got to change the dynamics of what we're looking for. We lament about how there's 3.5 million open positions, but yet every time we post a position, we talk about even an entry-level position. We would need a college education. We need 2 years of IT help desk and da 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 da. It's like, well, okay, that's limiting. So we've got to open it up, be willing to train, be willing to mentor and coach, because there are many great people out there. And I think that's, there is plenty of jobs for those that are willing to work hard to figure out how to get in. And then come into an environment that's very dynamic. And if you're a learned person, you can do really, really well here, constantly learning about new technology, new attacks, new things that are going on. I think about people that have worked with me, that it was their first job out of school, and then they got engaged, they got married, they bought a home, they had a kid, and that I was just a little piece of helping them get a job that financially allowed them to, or helped them to do some of those things. That would be a great way to be remembered. And equally, not even including the great people that I get to work with and I've been a part of the hiring process, but the people that I didn't necessarily know, but somebody introduced me to them and I helped them find a job. I hope to be remembered as somebody that gave back on a continuous basis to an industry and a country that's been absolutely phenomenal to me.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Sixsense. Sixsense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixsense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose Sixsense, visit Sixsense.com.